Hadassah, and I'm so excited to welcome you to Real Woman, Real Torah, a project of Becheva Learning Center. We're here to offer you an authentic Torah learning experience, produced for woman, by woman. I hope you enjoy. Hi, everybody. Welcome to our newest series in the Real Woman, Real Torah podcast. This is a series that I've been really excited about for a really long time. We've been preparing for it for a long time. And we're going to be taking a journey through 12 Mamarim from Torah R. So I'm going to give a little bit more of a background of what the Sefer Torah R is, what these Mamarim are like, and how we're going to be approaching them. But first, I want to introduce Zisi Zirkind. She's been on here before for other episodes. And she's going to be doing this series along with me. And I thought Zisi could maybe give us a little bit of a introduction to, you know, what is so powerful about what we're going to be doing in this series. We're going to be exploring a few different Mamarim, 12 Mamarim on Sefer Bereishis, the stories of Bereishis, and why we found that to be so powerful.
All right. Hi. So Sefer Bereishis specifically, the Chassidus teaches us is Maisa Avos Siman Labanim, that the actions of the forefathers are a sign for the children. And the idea is that Sefer Bereishis speaks about like the formation of the Jewish people, and we weren't only formed like physically as our bodies, as our first ancestors, but this is when our spiritual DNA is really created. So as we'll see in a lot of the Maamarim that we're speaking about, like the different personality traits of our Avos as reflections of personality traits of Hashem, and really like trying to understand the DNA of the soul and how that plays out in the stories and in the way and in their relationships and in each of our Avos purpose. So it's really interesting to see how there is sort of like this makeup of the soul, that not all souls are the same, souls are different, each one has its own special power and unique traits. And I think this is something that we can understand better as we've in the modern consciousness where we understand this idea that there's like a generational identity, and we focus a lot on the concept of generational trauma and how like the negative things that have happened to us, to our ancestors, passed down into our DNA, so to speak, so that we're impacted by them even years and generations later. But in addition to getting that, so we can understand this idea of like that it's not only a physical DNA being Jewish, like that you can track it maybe physically if you're born Jewish, but being Jewish is more than just a physical DNA. We also receive a spiritual DNA, which means that in addition to trauma, maybe we also receive a lot of strength and tools and spiritual a strong spiritual toolbox that is within our souls. As we said, Maisa Avos Siman Labanim, that these stories are really a reflection of who we are going to become and the abilities that we have to meet with any of our challenges that we face thousands of years later in the world today. So it's a really interesting exploration to look at these, to look at this story from really, the Torah goes deep, deep into these stories, not just on the surface level, but really understanding all the personalities behind them, all the core tools that were sort of formed in that time and that we have now today to deal with our modern struggles.
Yeah, and I think what's so beautiful about the Mamarim and Torah R specifically, you know, I found, you know, as I've learned them, is that, you know, a lot of these personalities and these stories are very familiar to us. You know, we've heard them since we were a little child, and we have these stories and these characters in our head, and in these Mamarim, they really come to life in a totally different way. And like you said, like speak to our, you know, the inner strengths and the inner characteristics that we can tap into ourselves.
These are the stories that we often like will see are really highlighted as children. And, you know, in preschool, you have great projects of Avram and Sarah and all these like exciting stories. But sometimes our knowledge stays in this sort of juvenile state of our like the first place where we met them, which is in kindergarten. And so I think what's cool about learning Torah R is that it takes us into a much more sophisticated understanding of these stories that sometimes we have maybe a little bit more of an immature understanding of them.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. Yeah, so just a little bit about what Torah art is. The Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe, he wrote both a Shulchan Aruch, right? So he was both very knowledgeable in Halacha, and also he's known most famously for the Tanya. But another book of Chassidus, another famous book of Chassidus is Torah Ar, and the second volume of Torah Ar is Likutei Torah. Torah Ar is on Sefer Bereishis and Shemais, and Likutei Torah is on Vayikra B'Midbar and Devarim. And for each parsha, there is usually a few mamarim that discuss different parts of that parsha. There's also some parts of Torah Ar and the Kotei Torah that talk about go through Shir HaShirim and Megillas Esther and some other things. We're going to be we're not going to be doing the entire thing, but one mimer from each parsha that we're going to be exploring. The Rebbe also spoke many times about sort of encouraged people to learn what's like known as the Chassidish Parsha, which is like basically going through the Likutei Torah and Torah Ar on that week's Parsha. So again, we're not going to be necessarily doing all the Mamarim because that would take a long time, but we're going to take one Mamar per Parsha and explore it in depth. Both go through parts of it inside and also discuss it a little bit together, sort of the takeaways that we took out of that Mamar. As you'll notice, some of the mamarim we're going to be doing are, very much centered around a story. So like we said, stories that we've heard since we were a child, very familiar stories. And it's really going to be sort of asking very, sort of deeper philosophical questions about those stories and really breaking it apart, understanding it on a more, spiritual level. And some of them are going to be a little bit more esoteric, right? They're going to take ideas that sort of are loosely connected to the Parsha, but are a little bit more Kabbalistic. And we're going to do our best in the episodes to try to flesh those out and really explain some of the more, esoteric ideas that might be a little bit elusive as you're going through it. And just lastly, I want to encourage you, if you're going to be following along with us in this series, again, we're going to be doing 12 episodes, one for each Parsha. I encourage you to not just be a passive listener, but to really take part in the learning yourself. We're going to be having lots of resources available on our website where you can do the learning. We're going to have hopefully Shiurim that you can participate in live, all kinds of resources, a live discussion group, all kinds of resources to really help you be a part of the learning process so that you're not just listening to it during your commute, but you're also, in addition to that, taking a part and really delving into the Mamar yourself and really discovering your own meaning and your own takeaway.